Today from the Ohio Newsroom, why more working-age Ohioans are dying.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Antioch University, now accepting applications for fall entry for several online graduate management programs, including Business Administration, Human Services Administration, and Nonprofit Management. More at antioch.edu.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Working age Ohioans, that's anyone between the ages of 15 and 64, are dying at a much higher rate than they were just 15 years ago. That's according to a recent report from the Health Policy Institute of Ohio, a nonpartisan organization focused on health policy analysis. Here to help us understand what's driving the early death trend is the Institute's Haley Aka. Hi, Haley.
Hi, Erin.
So in 2020, COVID caused deaths among working-age Ohioans to spike, but your analysis found this trend toward early death was happening for more than a decade before COVID. Can you help us understand the severity of this?
Right. So premature death, life expectancy at birth, we rank in the bottom quarter of states. So we looked at the last 15 years of data that we have on those working age deaths, ages 15 to 64. And we saw that in those 15 years, there was a 32% increase in the number of working age Ohioans who have died. We have seen some recovery since the pandemic, but it's still much higher than it was in 2007.
Why is this happening? What factors are driving the trend?
Yeah. So when we look at the causes of deaths, the top increases are in unintentional injury, which is largely made up of drug overdoses, chronic liver disease and cirrhosis, which is attributable to alcohol overuse over the long term, homicide and suicide, which are rooted in community violence, access to firearms, and then chronic lower respiratory disease, which we know is greatly impacted by tobacco use.
Interesting. Were you surprised by any of these causes that are leading to the increase? You know, we hear a lot about the opioid epidemic, but I feel like I don't hear about alcohol overuse quite as much.
Alcohol is definitely the issue that jumps out as the one with the least policy attention paid to it. Unlike a drug overdose death, which is immediate, an alcohol overuse related death is normally decades in the making, leads to liver cirrhosis and death after, you know, decades of overuse. And what we see when we look at policy activity around alcohol is a lot of activity to increase and make more accessible alcohol, right? Like DORA policies and things like alcoholic ice cream, so many things in the name of economic development and business opportunity. But it really is important to sort of balance that with the public health concern that we rightfully have as we see this deaths increase.
Do you see this trend continuing into the future? And what can be done to potentially reverse it?
You know, we'll have to keep waiting as the data comes out. We have seen some early indications in some of these causes of death that we're heading in the right direction. The homicide rate seems to be improving. I've seen some good news on drug overdose in the last few months. So hopefully we see that trend continue to improve. There are so many things that policymakers and stakeholders around the state can do. One of those drivers of increased overdose deaths that we see is that our drug supply is becoming more and more lethal. So drug checking technology is a great way to understand exactly what drugs are being taken, how lethal they are, and policymakers could do more to increase access to those services. There's lots that can be done around nicotine addiction and tobacco as well. It's also important for us to remember that not all Ohioans are experiencing this burden equally, that there are groups of Ohioans, Black Ohioans, low-income Ohioans, other groups that are shouldering more of the burden of those upstream drivers. And so whichever policies we implement, we need to make sure that we're getting input and buy-in and that we're assessing the impact of whatever we implement to know that it's moving in the right direction, that it's working.
Okay. Haley Aka with the Health Policy Institute of Ohio. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Erin.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.